A woman should pay as much, if not more, attention to her choice of nightgown and pajamas as she does to what she wears in public. When she dresses for bed, she dresses strictly for her husband. Wearing old and bedraggled nightclothes, curlers, and goop on your face will not put points in the love bank. Wearing a worn-out nightgown to bed because nobody will see it misses an important point. One very special and important person does see it, so why not wear something attractive? Your husband will certainly appreciate it. What about personal hygiene? To be honest, I've hardly ever counseled a woman who needed help with her personal hygiene, but I've helped many men with this problem. Since the need for an attractive spouse is sometimes a wife's need, hygiene is a subject that should be addressed in this chapter. Kent was a very successful farmer. He was worth millions. When he asked Jessica to marry him, all she could think about was his millions. He was a decent man, but having been single for the better part of his adult life, had paid little attention to his appearance. Jessica thought she could overlook his outward appearance and love him for his inner qualities and his money. After they were married, however, she found his appearance turned her off. When they came for their first appointment, Kent complained that Jessica refused to make love to him. She came up with every excuse, and he finally thought a counselor might help. "I just can't have sex with him," she explained. "When I married him, I thought he would be more appealing to me, but it's getting worse. He'll probably divorce me, but I just can't do it." When Kent came into the office, his body odor just about knocked me over. He had been chewing tobacco and his teeth were caked with residue. His hair was a mess and his clothes looked like he'd slept in them. I had counseled many men who had trouble keeping themselves clean, but Kent was beyond anything I could have imagined. "She doesn't like sex," was his explanation for their problem. I had a different theory. "I think I can help you," I replied, "but you'll have to do everything I recommend. Within a few weeks, I think your problem will be solved." I gave him this assignment. 1. Take a shower every morning and evening. 2. With Jessica's help, buy a new wardrobe of clothes. Let Jessica pick out clothes for you to wear each day. Never wear anything you've worn the day before unless it has been washed.